This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
It is a Thursday in the nation's capital and beyond right here, baby. And that means 72 hours from right now. 72. Count them, boys and girls, almost exactly to the minute. 72. Week one of the NFL season for the Commanders and the Giants begins. But. And that's a big but. I'm not talking about my big butt. No. 7 hours and 10-ish minutes, somewhere in that range, in South Philadelphia tonight. It's on like Donkey Kong, baby. The NFL season officially begins in earnest. And with that, we say good afternoon to you and welcome aboard on this Thursday, September the 4th, 2025. Another day in which AMAC is wearing a Giants jersey and a Giants hat to celebrate his favorite team and to tell us who's going to win on Sunday. That's right. Even though he does a radio show in Washington, D.C., he is so bold, so defiant, so willing to walk the plank that it has not affected his decision, his non-game day garb. It is not affected, like yesterday, the beatdown that I basically gave him and that some of the callers gave him. It has not affected his choice of apparel on Thursday. And to make it worse, as he stands up across from AMAC, Cowboy B has got a t-shirt that says NFL Jam. It's got a Cowboy star. It's got Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb, right? Is that who it was?
You see what I got to deal with every day, Chris Russell?
And then there's the voice of reason, who, even though he does not have football gear on, he's very smart to understand where he works and where he gets his bread buttered. Mad Max, if Mad Max knows anything, boys and girls, it's another paycheck. That's if right. Mad Max knows, he's been on so many damn teams, but here is home.
He's wearing a Capitals shirt. Fan.
A what? Stanley Cup champion Capitals shirt.
You're acting like he made a decision
He made a
Capitals
calculated
shirt.
Decision.
I also have to do laundry.
He made a calculated decision. He looked in his closet and said, do I wear the Giants jersey? Do I wear the stupid Cowboys shirt? Do I wear an Eagles hat?
I thought about that.
Nope. I'm not even going to wear burgundy and gold. I'm not even going to wear Commander's gear, presumably until tomorrow?
Correct. I can't do it on a day where I place a wager on the Dallas Cowboys.
Uh-huh. And a day that you have to do laundry, right?
That too, yeah.
That. But you made a conscientious decision to not be a fool and to understand where your bread is buttered. Understand where home is.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mad Max.
I just love the fact that football's kicking off today and Chris is upholding and pointing out the fact that Max is wearing a hockey
jersey. It does not matter. Gear. It's a Washington sports team jersey.
You're really spread thin here, huh?
Washington. Washington, boys. You're in Washington. Like, either you do like me, you either wear the burgundy and gold or celebrate another team's greatness, or you wear nothing.
I am celebrating another team's greatness.
You don't stick out like a sore thumb.
Justin Tuck, two-time Super Bowl winning.
You know what you're doing?
What am I doing?
You're celebrating the 10% share your family and bought the in the Giants last night.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. I didn't know you were so rich. $1 billion? Damn. All right. Look at you.
If I had $1 billion, Rooster, I think you would definitely get like 10.
10 cents? Yeah.
10 hugs.
Coming up on the show today, Logan Paulson. He of Command Land and many different avenues under the Commander's umbrella. He put out a great film breakdown last night. It's available on YouTube. It's available on all the Commander's social media. Logan put it out on his new Twitter, and it's about Terry McLaurin. It's about the Giants' alignment, whatever. He'll join us in about 25 minutes. We'll obviously go over some of the key matchups for week one, let him tell you about some of the projects that he's working on. And obviously, Logan, very, very sharp. We'll get into the tight ends on the team as well tonight's season opener. And just a look-see at what he thinks about this quick two-game tango that the Commanders are about to embark on. Think about this. 1 week, and let's just call it 10 hours from right now, they will have played two games already. In Green Bay next Thursday night, a week from tonight. Win or lose tonight, they're in Green Bay for week two against Micah Parsons, we presume, and an already good playoff team. Will the Green Bay Packers win the NFC Championship this year? Well, maybe we have our NFC division and wild card picks. And who will emanate? Who will come from the National Football Conference and represent the NFC in Super Bowl 60 at Levi's Stadium in the Bay Area? We will have that for you on today's show. AMAC has made his picks. I have made mine. Subject to change, I might throw a curveball in there. We will see. You should stay tuned for that. You can make your NFC picks as well at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. As we mentioned on yesterday's show, we will have our AFC picks tomorrow because the AFC doesn't start until tomorrow. Chiefs, Chargers tomorrow night in Brazil. And also tomorrow, Santana Moss is expected to join us just a couple of mere days before he joins many of the elites and many of the greats in the ring of fame for the Washington Commanders on Sunday before week one and during week one of the NFL season. I love Santana. We've, you know, obviously been lucky enough to have him on the show a number of times since he got into media. I covered a large part of his time here. I think every snap, every game, with the exception of, I believe it was his first year here, I joined the beat in, I believe it was his second year. But interestingly enough, the first game that I covered Santana Moss in was at the old Giants Stadium in the Meadowlands after a season-opening loss in 2009 to the New York Giants. So interesting on that. And I remember thinking, this guy's grumpy. He wouldn't even turn his head around as I was asking him questions. He was sitting in a chair with his back turned to us. I was like, ah, this is going to be a problem. And Santana's one of the nicest guys in the world and a great player, and he deserves everything. So Logan Paulson today, Santana Moss tomorrow. We are efforting something else, actually, a couple of other things. We should, just want to, you know, say, okay, so a couple of things, actually. London Fletcher says he will join us next week in the short week in between. So we'll have that probably Tuesday, not definitively. And as well, looking to lock down Josh Norman, the former Redskin corner and Pro Bowl corner of the Carolina Panthers and other teams, who is doing an event in Central Virginia. In, I believe it's Midlothian, Virginia, or somewhere right around there, with wine and horses and polo and all sorts of different things, which we will talk about. That will probably be tomorrow, but just working on some of the details. So we got a bunch of things going for you here in terms of guest-wise. As you know, we don't do a lot of guests, but occasionally some things come through, and we add them when they make sense. So here's what I want from you at 1:13 on this Thursday afternoon. I want your NFC picks. I want your pick for the Washington Commanders record. I want your pick for if and where they will make the playoffs, meaning if they will, what seed they will be. Will they win the NFC East or be one of the three wild cards? Will they be the top wild card? And in a 4-5 matchup, will they be 6 or 7? So that's kind of the question that we're looking for. Also, who will come out of the NFC? Again, AMAC will give you his picks later on. I will give you my picks throughout the show. We will work that into the mix. Again, we'll have Logan Paulson coming up in just about 15 minutes or so, 16, 17 minutes. We'll do a good spot with him. We'll just get you lathered up, not only for Sunday, but also tonight. But this is a football show at its very root, at its very heart, and the NFL opens up today. Now, Philadelphia and Dallas, wanted to spend a minute or two on them before we hit our first time out. So the story comes out this morning from Adam Schefter that Philadelphia inquired about Micah Parsons and were told, no, we're not trading him in the division. Which makes all the sense in the world, right? And it's why nobody really made a big deal out of the love affair between Dan Quinn and Micah Parsons. And they are very fond of each other. But for the Dallas Cowboys to trade Micah Parsons inside the division to either the Washington Commanders or, in this case, via report, the Philadelphia Eagles, makes very little sense. Again, you would be bolstering a team that you have to try and compete with twice a year, but really all year. People make the mistake that division rival and whether one improves or not is not about just about the two games that you have to go head to head. No. That's not the case. It's what impact do they have on a full now 17 game and maybe eventually 18 game schedule. That's what it's about. So the Cowboys, as dumb as they are, and they are pretty dumb, they were absolutely right to not even entertain the possibility that, at least as far as we know, of Micah Parsons here in Washington with Dan Quinn, Sharif Floyd, Joe Witt Jr., and so on and so forth, as far as we know. But they were absolutely sure to not trade him in the division to the Philadelphia Eagles, because we don't honestly know the Washington component. Did Adam Peters make a strong push? Did they try? Did they see? Did they explore? I'm sure they made a call. Why wouldn't you? Even though you have Von Miller, even though you have Frankie, why wouldn't you? That story, to my knowledge, I didn't see it anywhere, hasn't come out yet. But I'm sure they made a call. I would be surprised if they didn't. But we know the Eagles did. And tonight they play each other. And maybe the Eagles accomplished something inadvertently. Maybe their call drove Micah Parsons to Green Bay, which, yes, is a conference opponent. And, yes, was Philadelphia's first-round opponent, or I guess wild-card weekend opponent last year of the playoffs. And, yes, Green Bay got stronger and better. And, yes, Green Bay might topple Philadelphia this year on the road to Super Bowl 60. But they didn't. But they may have forced Dallas's hand. I don't know. And they did get him out of this game. So tonight in South Philadelphia, when the Eagles and the Cowboys take center stage, again, we know there will be no Micah Parsons. We don't know what effect Micah Parsons will have on the rest of the NFL season, but we know they tried to make a move for him, meaning the Eagles, and we know he's not going to be in attendance tonight. That we know. What other impact, what other effect? We'll start to see it as early as next week. Maybe we'll see it even against Detroit for Green Bay at 4:25 on Sunday. We'll see. But we know he's not there tonight, and we know Philadelphia checked in. How serious they were, don't know. But remember, they lost Milton Williams to New England, and they lost Josh Sweat to Arizona. Two top pass rushers gone. Sure, they brought in, what's his name from the Giants? I forgot the kid's name. Starts with an O.
What position?
Who?
What position?
The pass rusher that the Eagles signed from the Giants.
Oh, Azeez Ojulari.
There you go. Ojulari. I couldn't remember his exact name. They brought him in, but he's been banged up, inconsistent, what have you. So maybe they mitigated some of the loss, but they're still looking. They are still looking. That's why I was surprised they weren't really that interested, it appeared, in Von Miller, who worked with Vic Fangio several years ago, and you would have thought they would have been interested in. Hell, I thought they would be interested in. And then they signed a pass rusher the next day, but that pass rusher ain't as good as Von Miller or Micah Parsons. Clearly, they were big game hunting. Their plan, their thought was, okay. Let's see if we can get Micah, even in the division. So, tonight, the NFL season kicks off. We're looking for your Commanders record pick. We're looking for where you think the Commanders slot in the NFC playoff picture. We're looking for who you think represents the NFC. The NFC, not the AFC. Listen, AFC tomorrow, NFC today. The season starts tonight, NFC East. NFC, that's what we're doing today. Not tomorrow. Not the AFC. So please, do me a favor. Do your boy a favor. Stay on track. 301-230-0980, your calls coming up. Plus, Logan Paulson joins us on his film breakdown just after 1:30 on the Team 980 on your radio and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That music is sweet, huh? It gets you to lather.
What?
In a lather. Gets you sweating. Gets you excited.
Okay.
You don't understand that term
either? No, I got it.
That's not that old man of a term. Gosh, I love you.
No. It's just sometimes I got to make sure because, you know, context. We got to add as much context with you.
See,
I'm trying to help you.
I think your brain works weird in ways that I haven't quite figured out, because I'm talking about like getting a sweat, like getting excited, right? Football season is here. That music, that means something.
Yeah.
And you're thinking like something with sexual overtones.
No,
and
I'm like, no one said anything about sexual. No one said anything
about
sexual.
What else would you be worried about?
No,
man?
I just want to make sure my guy is, not
walking the plank.
Yeah. Like not doing anything.
I just
offer more context.
Yeah,
that's all.
Okay. I mean, I'm believe it or not, I'm not trying to give you and Cowboy B anything more to laugh and smirk about over there.
Man, it's not even just me. It's not me. I'm going to have to point the finger at this one.
Are you saying Cowboy B is an agitator, a troublemaker? Is that what you're saying?
You can see him.
Is he a quiet assassin?
Cowboy B is now shaking his head with his hands up, everyone.
He just did the Richard Nixon, I am not a crook.
Yeah.
All right, Logan Paulson joins us in about 7 or 8 minutes on the other side of 1:30. Good to have you with us. Looking for your NFC picks, your Commanders picks. I'll give you mine. I almost said Cowboy B is going to give you his, but instead we'll get AMAC. We'll let Cowboy B do whatever he wants to do if he wants to do something here. But we want to get him from you, and let's start getting you involved in the show. Let's go to Lou in D.C. on line one in the leadoff spot to start the show. We'll get Lou in here, then we'll take the timeout for Logan at the bottom of the hour. What up, Lou?
What's going on, Chris?
What's shaking, Lou?
Not a whole lot, man. Heard you got a brand new car. You know, I had to switch the subject real quick. What you got, a Hummer or something?
No, not a Hummer. Pause. I got a Honda Civic Sport Hybrid from my guys at Honda of Chantilly, Virginia, who treated me great. They took good care of your boy. They made it easy. They're big fans of the show and the station and both stations, so I appreciate them. Aaron and Francis, I mentioned them at the end of the show yesterday, so I give them another little shout-out of love. They made it very easy. The plan was not to buy a new car. The plan was also not for a couple of creeps to steal my car and get 5 speeding tickets and cause my life to go into absolute hell in a handbasket over the last 3 weeks.
That's crazy, but congrats, man.
Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Just make sure I add a GPS tracker on your vehicle. So
yeah, no, I got that taken care of. I got something a little bit different, but I got that taken care of.
Okay, that's nice. Other than that, man, like I said, you know, I'm sticking to my what I've been saying, 13-4, that's not changing for me. I know people, you know, they call, they're a fan of the team, and they still talking about, oh, the defense hasn't, you know, they have an upgrade on the defensive side of the ball or the offensive side of the ball. So at the end of the day, I like our chances. I mean, like I said, man, we upgraded on that D-line. We got some, you know, some tough guys on that, I guess, on the defensive back. You know, Marshawn, I think him being 100% like this season, I think is going to help out big. And, you know, you got Mikey and you got the rookie. So I think our and Jonathan Jones and the guy from Harris. So I like our chances to you know, to be the NFC East rep. I mean, we came close, so it's only right we go back again.
Listen, if they win 13 games, Lou, they're winning the division. I don't think the Eagles are better than that, quite honestly. I mean, maybe there are 12, maybe 13-win team, but they're not better than 13 wins. Now, the problem is look, I want to be optimistic, but I against this schedule, against this upgraded gauntlet of quarterbacks, against the short turnaround weeks that they have all year long, I don't see it, man. I don't see it. Chris, I think they're better on defense. I think they're better in the secondary. I'm worried to death about special teams right now. I'm a little bit worried about how the offense, if it's going to stay healthy and if it's going to be as effective as I think it can be, as I want it to be, but I am a little bit worried about that.
I totally understand that, but at the same time, look what like a year ago, JD5 came in and did everything he can on his own. So with the addition of Debo and some of the other guys that we have, and they still coming back, and you know, I think I'm not worried about the offense, to be honest. I'm more so maybe the defensive side of the ball. But like I said, man, 13-4, we're gonna win it all. That's how I'm feeling.
I appreciate you, man.
It right now.
All right, there you go. 13-4. Lou's got them going to Super Bowl 60 at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Attaboy. All right, thank you, Lou. Appreciate you. We'll get back to your calls after Logan Paulson and after a bottom of the hour trending alert right here, right now. All right, as we mentioned, it is Giants Week, week one of the NFL season. It begins less than 72 hours from right now at Northwest Stadium. Commanders on the practice field today. We will get you some injury updates and some reports from Ashburn. But tonight, it's Dallas-Philadelphia Thursday night football to kick off the NFL slate on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. You can hear that coverage via Westwood One kickoff at 8:20. Of course, Dallas getting the trade done for Micah Parsons. Philadelphia, the defending Super Bowl champions. We will, of course, talk more about that game. Logan Paulson will join us tomorrow night. It's Kansas City and the L.A. Chargers in Brazil at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, Nick Bonitto of the Denver Broncos, one of their really good pass rushers, has gotten a contract extension to the tune of 4 years. $106 million and $70 million guaranteed, according to his agency. Bonitto, out of Oklahoma, as another Bronco who has gotten a long-term deal done this offseason, just like Cortland Sutton did, defensive lineman Zach Allen, and others for Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. Meanwhile, tonight in... actually, before we get to tonight, we mentioned the Eagles tried to trade for Micah Parsons. Again, they go at it toe-to-toe, the Eagles and the Cowboys. And, of course, lots of people focused on gambling at this time of the year. The Philadelphia Eagles as the defending Super Bowl champions, but they are not the favorite to win the Super Bowl at U.S.-based sportsbooks, so says ESPN. Instead, it's the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens. They are the two Super Bowl co-favorites, and they open up their season against each other on Sunday night, and that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, AMAC spinning all the football tunes for you. That's right. How else would you celebrate day one of the NFL 2025 season with all the classic tunes, right? We play the hits around here. Tonight, Dallas, Philadelphia. Can't wait for that. Tomorrow, Kansas City and the LA Chargers. I just spilt a whole bunch of Diet Dr. Pepper on your boy because I fumbled a 17-ounce bottle of Diet Dr. Pepper out of the refrigerator, and then I tried to open it like a dum-dum. So maybe I should make myself the dum-dum of the day. We are efforting Logan Paulson, who we have talked about and put up a great film breakdown. It's available. I tweeted it out so you can see it and get right to it. You got Terry McLaurin. You got the Giants defense. You got the Giants offense. All right, Logan is here, and he's got a new Twitter account, huh? Forever and ever and ever, our guy was only on Instagram, but now you can get all of his stuff on Twitter as well, or X, I should say, at Logan Paulson NFL. You watch him all over the place on Commanders TV coverage, radio, everything in between. You hear him on the Take Command podcast, got a new co-host that Grant, wait, Paulson and Paulson? I don't know. There's a lot going on here. Logan, you got a lot of jobs, man. How are you, pal?
I'm good, man. Just trying to keep up with you and all the stuff you got going on. So, you know, just trying to stay busy, you know?
Yeah, there's a difference, Logan. Everybody wants your analysis. Everyone wants your opinions. Nobody wants mine. Nobody. Not a soul.
Oh.
I love it, man.
I like what you got to say.
Thank
you, pal.
I appreciate it. You're too kind. And we've known each other since 2010, so I'm so happy for all of your success, both, you know, and first on the field and now that you've obviously been doing the media thing for a couple of years, and you do it great. And I mentioned you put up the film breakdown. It's available now. I, you know, tweeted it out so people can check it out. They can check it out on your X feed at Logan Paulson NFL. Again, it's on YouTube. It's great. It's about 14, 15 minutes, and you took the fans through a number of different elements, starting with Terry McLaurin and how he runs his routes, and then ultimately finishing up with defensive linemen for the Giants. Included in that were some duo runs and blocking schemes for the Giants. So I wanted to start with the Giants just from that perspective, and then we'll get to Terry and so on and so forth. I think this Giant team is pretty dangerous. I don't know if they win, Logan. The ball will bounce however it bounces. But when you watch the tape of them and when you think about the Giants, it feels like they're a lot better than last year. Is that too much in your eyes or just about right?
Yeah, I think it's a team that is kind of, to your point, sneaky talented. And I think they've gotten better in the secondary. The additions like Paulson and Debo and the safety they brought in from Miami. The defensive line, obviously, the addition of Abdul Carter and the development of Kayvon Thibodeau. Dexter Lawrence is a mainstay, probably the second best defensive tackle in football. And then they've always had a solid second level of the defense with the linebackers. And so you're kind of like, defensively, they've got some things. And if those coverage players play better and it allows Shane Vaughn to be a little bit more aggressive, like, what does that mean? And again, if they can rush the passer with four, which it looks like they'll be able to do, that probably helps them out a little bit. And then you look at the offensive side of the football, and with the addition of Malik Nabers and the running back they got out of Purdue last year, they've got some, like, interesting mm-hmm. pieces. Theo Johnson at tight end is kind of this big-body athletic freak who's like coming off an injury this preseason but had some explosive plays against the Jets when you watch that film. So you kind of say, yeah, they are better. And I think the only kind of glaring weakness for the team is the quarterback spot. And I think they did a good job of kind of coming in and saying, hey, Russell Wilson, the ceiling might not be what it once was, but he gives us a really high floor. He's not going to make a ton of mistakes. He can get us into the right looks at the line of scrimmage, which I talked about in that breakdown. And I think that's something that's going to really elevate what they do. So to me, it feels like they want to be a defensive-led football team with the talent they have there. And they're going to run the football and kind of be methodical and be very selective about when they take their shots downfield and find those explosive plays. And if they can abide by that formula, they're going to win more games than people think. I think that's maybe what you're alluding to there. Yep. Kind of better. Like, if they can kind of play this ball control style offensively, stay on the field, and the defense can be explosive and dangerous, which it looks like on paper they can be, yeah, it feels like they might be a tougher out than people are giving them credit for.
One of the things that you, again, highlighted was, and you mentioned it, obviously they're going to try and win with four, but you were talking about some of the defensive linemen and how they should shade and how they can, you know, fill. And then one part of it was how maybe the Commanders can kind of attack their sub package on second and long, third and long. If you're Cliff Kingsbury and you find yourself third and eight, third and nine, did I understand correctly? You think they almost might take a shot at running the ball against like an Abdul Carter if he's kicked inside? Did I see that right or understand that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I think that's one thing that not only the Commanders have to think about, but the rest of the league has to mm-hmm. think about. Third and eight, third and nine used to be a predominantly passing down, and so teams would kind of get into all their crazy, not gap sound pressure packages. And so now, because teams are being a little bit more aggressive going for it on fourth down, is that a running down? I think the Detroit Lions kind of popularized this like last year, the year prior, where they'd be in a third and seven situation. They'd be in 21 personnel and they'd run the ball for a 6-yard gain. It's fourth and one and they're going for it. And so now I think it changes the calculus. It changes the math, or it can change the calculus and the math for the New York Giants and how they deploy some of those sub rush groups and those sub pressure packages. Cause again, they're not always the most sound, you know, like on a first, second down, you know, everyone's got a gap. Everyone knows their run fits in these blitz packages. You don't really talk about it because you're not expecting run. So you can get gashes in those situations. So I do think that's something that not only Cliff needs to think about, but the rest of the league needs to think about in terms of how they're going to handle these third and eight situations, given the proclivity of people or the propensity of people going for it on fourth down.
Logan Paulson is with us. You can follow him on X at Logan Paulson NFL. Watch him all over the Commanders platforms. Listen to him on Take Command, Odyssey podcast, all about the Washington Commanders and more. He's got his film breakdown up that we've been referencing. You can watch the whole thing. It's about 14, 15 minutes on YouTube. It's great. And a number of different things. So the other day my biggest fear, I did this stupid topic, right, because we got to fill all this time. My biggest fear for week one, just this week, was, yes, this Commanders revamped offensive line, but it didn't play a whole lot, didn't have a lot of unison, if you will, and chemistry, if you will, through practice, injuries, whatnot, in camp, preseason, against this giant front. Is that a big fear of yours, or because they shut them down with less talent, the last time we saw the Giants at MetLife Stadium in mid-October when the Giants came in leading the NFL, that you don't worry about that much because you have the ultimate eraser in Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I said I wasn't concerned, I would be lying. I think offensive line is one of those positions where you got to get everybody to kind of see the defensive picture exactly the same way. And so the easiest way to do that is to get them a lot of reps, walkthrough reps, in-practice reps, film room repetitions. And so they've been able to get a lot of that together, right? Walkthrough reps, Brandon Coleman, I'm sure, has been a part of that. Josh Connerly, Wiley, Allegretti, whoever's playing that right guard spot, has been getting those repetitions. But again, you're losing some of the physical connection you get when you're not taking practice reps. So am I slightly concerned about it? Sure. But I think I'm slightly concerned about it because I haven't seen it. If you were to ask someone on the team, I'm sure they'd be perfectly fine with it. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason is because they've seen that every single day. They've seen the other work those guys have put in. And I do think that Brandon Coleman playing next to Tyler Biotis, playing next to Laremy Tunsil, is a really solid move for him. Because again, like, let's say we're not totally on the same page. Those guys are veterans. They're going to communicate. They're going to get him directed, get him identified correctly. And when you look at the right guard spot, like, I think it's awesome if Wyler Allegretti's playing next to Connerly, because you're not going to get a better form of communication than what those two guys have to offer. So even though there are some concerns, I do think you have enough experience at the depth pieces and with the guys that are kind of the cornerstones of that offensive line, the left tackle and the center, to kind of get that stuff communicated really effectively. So is it concerning? Sure. I'm not overly concerned. And again, we'll see how it progresses over the course of the weekend and the first couple of weeks of the season.
Who would Coach Logan Paulson put in at right guard, at least for week one?
I don't know. I think both those guys, I think it's a kind of an embarrassment of riches, quite honestly. I think Wiley has done a great job throughout the preseason of playing multiple spots. You see his athleticism. You see his ability to just play football, like the feel for his pass protection at guard, how he pass protects at right tackle. Very similar. His ability in the run game to get his hat in the right positions and unleveraged defenders has been awesome. And then Allegretti has a lot of similar characteristics. And I think the thing that makes me feel good about both of them is just that I think they played a lot of football, and they played a lot of high level, high stakes football. And I think that's something that makes me very confident that if either one of them were to play, I'd be very happy with either one of them. I'd probably lean Wiley ever so slightly, because I think he's just a slightly better athlete. But again, you could argue that Allegretti is more consistent at guard because he plays there all the time. So either way, totally fine. I think they're both excellent football players, and I'm so happy that they have this kind of depth now with this offensive line.
Yeah, no doubt. And you said it, when you're struggling to kind of make up your mind. And don't forget, Trent Scott started the NFC Championship game at guard, right? I know it's different offensive line,
but I mean,
he can help you there as well. And the one reason why, and I don't know if this makes any sense to you, but I'll bounce it off of you, I lean Wiley as well, just from the standpoint of if something happens to Biotis, Allegretti's got to go and play center. They don't have another center because the other guys, quite honestly, weren't good enough. So Allegretti's got to go and play center. Does that work into a decision like, hey, if something happens to Biotis, I might have to move Allegretti, and then I got to change two spots during the game, and maybe it's better to go Wiley as opposed to Allegretti starting? Or does that not enter into the equation, you think?
I think that's great calculus, and that's why you're a great analyst, Rooster, because that's good insight. You know what I'm saying? Those are the kind of decisions you need to be making as a coach. And so, I think that probably does factor into a certain extent. But again, because you have so much flexibility with Wiley, and because he has so much experience, and because they've both played, Allegretti's played all three interior spots. Wiley's played all four exterior spots, pretty much everything except for center. I look at it and I say, well, if he pops in, it's like they're going to stuff they've done a lot this preseason. So maybe it factors in, maybe it doesn't. But I think just those guys, again, the thing that I'm going to point to is the flexibility those two guys give you is really incalculable and really invaluable, because it lets you do kind of any configuration and not feel too unusual about it.
You're too nice. Checks in the mail. I appreciate you very much, as always. That's my guy, Logan Paulson. All right, a couple of other quickies here. You mentioned the Giants revamp secondary. They bring in Javon Holland, who had a little bit of a disappointing year with Miami. That's why he was available, but he had a really good start to his career. Paulson Adebo, a lot of people high on him. I know he got banged up late last year, but obviously a good starting corner. Deontay Banks stinks. The Giants secondary should be better. There's no doubt. But you did, as part of your film breakdown, down how Terry runs his routes with the stems and kind of like setting things up and whatever. How would you guess that Cliff maybe gets a little bit more creative and aggressive in terms of the kind of route concepts to try and take advantage of a revamped secondary that, while better, might not be exactly on the same page? Can they kind of, I guess, toy with them a little bit in that regard?
Yeah, I think the thing, kind of to your point, is like, this is week one, and I don't know exactly who this team wants to be. I think you go out, and when you sign Javon Holland, when you sign Paulson Adebo, they're kind of more man coverage players that have had good ball production over the course of their careers. And when you think about the defensive coordinator in New York, like, he's more of a softer zone, cover two. They do play man. I'm not saying they don't, but I always think of them as kind of more of a bend but don't break approach. And now you've brought in some personnel, you know, almost 50% of your secondary with kind of these man principles. Banks is more of a man corner. He was much more comfortable with Wake Martindale's defensive coordinator. Drew Phillips, their nickel, is a very good man player. Tyler Newbin's had a ton of ball production in college in terms of interceptions. So you kind of say, are they going to make a shift here? So with regards to Cliff, I think what I would suggest, and, you know, I wouldn't suggest anything to Cliff, but what I would think he was thinking is just early on in the game, I think they're probably trying to try to kind of identify what they're going to get from the New York Giants this year. Are they going to get more man? If so, what are our man beating concepts? Are we going to get more zone? If so, let's run our zone beating concepts. And then from that, I think you kind of work into that stuff you're talking about with Terry. Like, how do we let Terry do Terry stuff and set up certain routes through the play calls that I'm making over the course of the game to put him in the best position for when we need that explosive opportunity? Gotcha. He can maximize it because he can set that guy up with those different stems. So I think that's kind of where I'd go, is like, what are exactly the New York Giants going to be? How do we attack what they are? And then how do we set up the individual player to maximize those opportunities?
Gotcha. One last one, because I know you're a busy man and I appreciate you so much. Ben Sinnott, you saw him all throughout camp, whatever you saw in the preseason. I mean, I think he's going to be a little bit better this year, and I think that's natural. Does he make a big leap in your eyes, or is it just, again, a moderate, kind of small baby step type of leap?
I actually think he's made a pretty significant leap already. And I think when you look at the stuff he does in the run game, it's like very physical. It's very competitive. It's explosive off the ball. And then I think when you watch him run routes, you see the explosive athlete that he tested at and that he played like at Kansas State. And so there are some technical nuances that he needs to continue to develop, but I think you see a more confident player. And now it's like, you know, over the course of the next 4, 5, 6 weeks, when he's getting his opportunities in the game, does he capitalize on those opportunities? How's he practicing? Is he improving in practice? And I think the answer will be yes to both of those things. And if that is the case, then I think we're going to have a pretty productive Ben Sinnott later in the year, which would be awesome to kind of think about him, Ben, Zach, and John Bates all working together with that tight end group.
My guy, Logan Paulson. Awesome as always, my friend. It's been too long. Oh, I'm sorry. I got one last one for you. Are you a 3 running back guy this Sunday, or are you a 4 running back guy? Because last year, unless I'm forgetting one, they only had 3 running backs active, I think, on game day all year. So I'm thinking Bill might not even play. Where are you on that?
Yeah, I think people are reading a lot into this. I think I guess I'm 3 also, because that's kind of the history and the precedent and what they've done. But if they went 4, I think McNichols is very good on teams. He's got a couple predominant roles on the punt team and the kickoff return. I think C-Rod has shown an ability to do some of the pass protection, some of the punt protection stuff, some of the kickoff return stuff. So if you wanted to carry 4 with 2 of those guys kind of being special teams flex pieces, I think that's fine. But I think that one of the strengths of this group is that they have a diverse skill set. So, you know, now that I'm talking about it, maybe I think 4 is the way to go. And again, I'm not reading too much into this either way, because this is one of the things we'll find out on game day. But I think either way they cut it. I think Austin's probably going to get the majority of the touches. And I think, you know, whoever the second or the third guy are will get a lot of playing time in this offense, because, like, that's just how they've done it, right?
Yeah.
The bell cow, Austin in this case, is going to get the majority of the touches, and then they'll kind of figure it out from there. So I'm going to say 3, but I think, you know, they all can play teams. They're all going to do a great job. They've all had solid preseason. So however they choose to spice it, I think it's going to be fine.
Yeah. I hope they go 4 just so that they don't have to make a decision to cut somebody out. But if they go 4, if they go 3, that's going to be a really tough decision. And I think it might be a little bit of a controversial decision, especially if it doesn't appear to work. Logan, I appreciate you as always. My friend, it was great to see you a couple of times during camp. I'll see you on Sunday out at Northwest. Looking forward to it as always. Great work as always, and I'll talk to you real soon. Okay.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely. All my best to the family. Logan Paulson, that's a good man right there, and a hell of an analyst, and he was a hell of a tight end for a long time for this team, for other teams, obviously played under Dan Quinn, Kyle Shanahan, Mike Shanahan, and everybody in between. All right, we'll take a time out right here on the Team 980. Back in a flash, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
I think that's great calculus, and that's why you're a great analyst, Rooster, because, like, that's good insight. You know what I'm saying? Those are the kind of decisions you need to be making as a coach. And so,
if only I didn't absolutely ambush that wonderful compliment from Logan Paulson. I mean, he called me a great analyst. Great insight. See, that's why you got to listen to this show, because he knows. You know. You get stuff here. This is not cookie cutter radio, damn it. I see you over there, Cowboy B. I see you. I got you. I see whatever you're doing over there. I see you. Just let it be known for the record. I see you. Thank you to Logan Paulson. He was great. Coming up next hour, we'll start to take apart bit by bit Last Man Standing, Ben Standing's agent survey, 7th annual. And as well, Dan Orlovsky said something this morning that I half listened to. I'm going to try and listen more to it, but I got a lot going on that AMAC found. AMAC, we can play that next hour, right?
The Dan Orlovsky stuff?
Yeah, you sent me?
That.
Yeah, we can get to that, because some of the things, I'm just going to say, it's about quarterbacks. Some of the things are going to surprise you a little bit. We'll have that for you next hour on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.